Archaeologists excavating just outside Jerusalem believe they have found a cave where John the Baptist baptized his followers. Their theory is based in part on images carved inside the cave that purport to tell the story of the biblical evangelist. Though the clues may be tantalizing, not everyone is heralding this as a major archaeological discovery. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It's a life depicted in the Bible, great literature, and even opera. John the Baptist, the fiery first century preacher, the story goes, preceded Jesus with a message of repentance. Herod Antipas had him killed. Herod's stepdaughter Salome, for whom this Strauss opera is named, beguiled Herod with her dancing. And as a reward, she demanded the head of John the Baptist, who had publicly condemned her mother for adultery. Archaeologist Shimon Gibson says he's found the story of John's life etched on the walls of a cave just outside Jerusalem in the village of Ein Kerem, where John the Baptist is believed to have lived. Stepping inside the cave, Gibson sweeps his hand across the wall and describes his discovery.
You have the figure of John the Baptist. These are quite crude figures, drawings. The figure of John the Baptist, upraised arms, very large head.
Scholars say that John the Baptist belonged to a sect whose members didn't cut their hair, which explains this depiction, and say that John wore animal skin garments as the ancient prophets had.
And it's a clear indication there's 37 little nicks, sort of incised nicks into the plaster on the wall of the cave to indicate that this definitely was a hairy garment. And then you have other drawings on the other side. Over here, you have a drawing of the decapitated head of John the Baptist. Then you have the staff of John the Baptist there, which is...
The cave was believed to be first occupied in the Iron Age. It was then, experts say, that the walls of the cavern were plastered. The discovered drawings are actually images etched into the plaster.
So somebody came along, a hammer and chisel, and incised these drawings into the walls.
Experts believe they were probably the handiwork of 4th century Byzantine monks memorializing John the Baptist. The primitive quality of the drawings raised a few eyebrows at Kibbutz Tzuba, on whose land the cave is located. Resident Reuven Kalafon was the first to have alerted archaeologist Gibson to the existence of the cave in 1999, and he says it sparked intense curiosity among the 500 residents of the kibbutz.
Because they heard, they saw the archaeologists full of dirt, you know, eating in the dining room of the kibbutz, what's happening here? So I would tell them about the discovery, and I would show it to the members, and they would say to me, oh, come on, my granddaughter draws nicer pictures than that one. And it's true. It's not Leonardo da Vinci. It's not Michelangelo. It's a monk who came into the cave, let's say, in the year 350 or the year 400, and he did the best he could to draw a picture of John the Baptist.
Gibson and other experts spent 3 years excavating the cave. Among their finds, a quarter of a million shards of small vessels dating back to the first century, perhaps used in baptismal rites. They unearthed a stairway leading to a large immersion pool and a stone bearing a deep indentation in the shape of a foot that, according to one theory, was for ceremonial foot washing. Biblical scholar James Tabor says the cave was used for rituals, rituals he believes were associated with John the Baptist and his many disciples.
If we can show that there was this ritual baptism kind of activity going on in the cave in the first century, and it's the period of John, and it's in the region where John lived, it's not such a stretch then to think that people are going there in association directly with John, if not John himself.
The Israel Antiquities Authority, which licensed the dig, says the science of the excavation is solid and that the cave is unique. But the director of excavations at the Antiquities Authority, Gideon Avni, says it is a stretch to conclude that John the Baptist was here, and says while the drawings likely depict John, their significance is questionable.
It's a kind of graffiti. It should be treated as a kind of a local archaeological phenomenon, which means there was a village nearby, maybe a monastery, some hermits going wandering in the Judean hills and choosing this place for this depiction.
Avni says there is no irrefutable evidence that John the Baptist ever set foot in the cave. Nor, says Avni, does the site bear any sign that it was at one time a significant place.
If this was a really an important site during Byzantine times, somebody, either private or governmental or a church, would have invested some money to build a church nearby, with inscription and dedication and probably a mosaic floor and so on.
Any discovery of a site linked to biblical figures is certain to stir debate and skepticism. Even the archaeologists who unearthed the cave do not expect to quiet the critics and have left a third of the cave untouched for other archaeologists to explore and draw their own conclusions. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A postscript today, August 29th, is observed as the date John the Baptist was beheaded. However, the legitimacy of the date and the truth of the story of his death are disputed by biblical scholars.